Yo, what is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of The Bucket. Drip here.
And it's your boy, Splash.
And today, just because the NBA season is over, the finals, they're over, we are going to get into some postseason discussions, postseason talk, free agency, all that good stuff. So just sit back, relax, and listen, because we are going to start off with a trade that our time just happened. Grizzlies, Pels. Splash, can you relay the trade?
Pelicans are going to be receiving Jonas Valanciunas, very, very, extremely solid big man in this league, and they're going to be receiving two 2021 first-round picks, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then the Grizzlies are going to be receiving Steven Adams. I think he's also a solid big, but I think he's way past his prime. Way past his prime. And then Eric Bledsoe, another person who is extremely past their prime. But here's a twist. Bledsoe is not even going to be staying. Like, it's literally like they announced as soon as, minutes after the trade happened, Bledsoe not expected to stay. So they're also going to be receiving two 2021 picks as well. Not all of them are going to be first round. And then I forgot which one, but one of the teams is going to be receiving like a unprotected 2022 first round pick or something.
You're right. I'm pretty sure it must be the Grizzlies. I'm pretty sure it's the Grizzlies that will receive a 2022 first-round pick via the Lakers. Well, I mean,
yeah.
The Lakers pick originally. Honestly, if I were to say who won this trade, at first I thought it was Memphis, but after talking to Splash a little bit about it before the episode, New Orleans might have just walked away with this one, to be honest. I mean, they got rid of a lot of money. And I'm pretty sure they got rid of like $70 million annually, and the Grizzlies will probably only take on $36 million of those dollars because Bledsoe's gonna ask out. But anytime you take on $70 million, or anytime a team loses $70 million, and they're losing it in players such as Steven Adams and Eric Bledsoe, it's obviously not that big of a loss. And it's the perfect way, in my opinion, to get rid of a large amount of money. But the picks, yeah. I mean, the picks, my thing is just the picks. Picks are so unpredictable. So I understand this trade for Memphis getting a number 10 pick. I think that's mainly what this thing was about, just getting that number 10 pick and securing, I don't know, someone like Moses Moody or Jalen Johnson or Josh Giddey, somewhere in that area. But, I mean, if that doesn't pan out, then this might have just been an L.
Yeah, that's true. I just think that, to be honest, I mean, I think it's rare that any of these picks traded are going to, no offense, are going to amount to anything.
That's fair to say, by the way. That's fair to say.
Yeah, wait, what was the highest pick traded, like 17?
10.
Oh, 10. Okay, wait, hold on. Okay, 10th, that could be a W. But all the other ones I really don't think are going to amount to much. So I just look at it as they're trading Steven Adams for Jonas Valanciunas is the big thing. And maybe in their primes, I'm taking Adams over, I'm taking OKC Adams over whatever team Valanciunas was on. Yeah, I think it was the Raptors. But in this day and age, man, I just know that Valanciunas has been a big part of the Grizzlies in terms of, like, rebounding and stuff. And Adams, I just haven't heard a single thing about on how he helped with the Pelicans. I'm pretty sure he did not do much for the Pelicans. He did not make any noise for the Pelicans. It was just sad.
From what I saw, Adams being in New Orleans, as good a player as Adams was, it was a weird fit alongside Zion Williamson. It was just strange. It wasn't, yeah.
That's very true. All right. Anyway, we got some bigger news. Bradley Beal is heavily considering requesting a trade. Now, this is ginormous news, and I know that the Heat, Sixers, and two other teams were like in the market for him. But
I think
to be honest,
Celtics as well, Boston, right?
Yeah. I mean, when I looked at the list, Boston wasn't there, but I don't see how it couldn't be Boston because, first of all, Tatum and Bradley Beal both grew up in the same place. Bradley Beal actually babysitted Jason Tatum when he was tiny. Didn't they play on Team USA recently together? Bradley Beal had to get replaced, though.
They're there right now, I think.
Yeah, Jason Tatum is still playing, but I think Bradley Beal had to get replaced by JaVale McGee.
Oh, right, yeah, that's right. Bradley Beal was replaced, yeah.
Yeah, and then the biggest thing is that when the tweet went out that Bradley Beal was requesting a trade or considering requesting a trade, Jason Tatum liked the tweet. He liked it. You know what this means, bro. Bradley Beal to the Celtics. The only thing is, I don't know about the future of Jaylen Brown. If this is truly, if Bradley Beal truly wants to go to the Celtics, which I think is 100% possible, I just don't know what the future is for Jaylen Brown because you cannot waste someone like that. You cannot waste someone like Jaylen Brown.
Splash, this is what I want to say. The new general manager of the Boston Celtics is Brad Stevens, right?
Yeah.
If he sees potential in Jaylen Brown, if he saw the potential when he was coaching Jaylen Brown, I don't know if he's going to trade him, to be honest.
Exactly. And
they're probably,
you know what this means?
Go,
that could make Tatum unhappy, bro. That could make Tatum unhappy.
I don't know. Because I think the Celtics just have the best problem in the world, which is basically, like, everyone's always arguing who's better, Tatum or Brown, and it's a great rivalry. I mean, right now it's obviously Tatum. Let's be honest. But I don't know. I think Tatum really likes Jaylen Brown, and I think he'd be fine either way. But you know.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of grow up around a little bit some Celtics fans. I am somewhat of a Celtics fan myself, but and so when I'm talking to these people, right, their biggest worry is Jason Tatum becoming one of these like snotty type superstars that just only care about themselves, and their biggest fear is that he'll just request a trade. Because Bradley Beal and Jason Tatum, I think it's like 90% that they're going to play with each other at some point in the NBA. Like, I mean, come on. They're always talking to each other. Always.
Oh, man.
Like,
Tatum in Washington.
Weird. And as like I said, as a Celtics fan, I have seen Tatum's progression. When he was in the years with Kyrie, he was, when he had the short hair, not the curly hair, the short paint hair, the hair that looked like he painted it on. Bro, he was quiet. Yeah, Drake, he was quiet. He was quiet. He was timid. He was like, okay, Kyrie Irving, this is 100% your team. I will do anything you say, Kyrie Irving. I will even be in your sneaker commercial, which he was.
And dunk on LeBron.
Yeah, and then he dunked on LeBron. And as Kyrie left, as the beef got even more heated between Kyrie and the Celtics, him and Jaylen Brown just started to become the leaders of the Celtics. And then, I don't know, in the bubble, his confidence just rose to maximum percent. And he became the undisputed face of the current Celtics. And now,
yeah.
I mean,
and
now that's where we are. And it's only going to rise.
For sure, yeah. But also, like, Splash, I mean, I just want to say this really quickly. This isn't like a debate or anything, but I'm pretty sure the thing between Kyrie and Jason Tatum, I don't think there's that much. I think they said they're friends. Like, not like
friends,
you know, but I don't think there's that much going on there.
When Kyrie was beefing with the Celtics, like, there was absolutely no beef between Tatum and him.
Yeah.
That was,
But here, I want to get into something that's also really interesting. Probably not maybe as interesting as Bradley Beal, but, I mean, because Splash just gave up. I mean, Brad Stevens, you better be listening, because that's a pretty convincing argument. I mean, if Tatum leaves Boston, like Splash says, Tatum leaves Boston and that organization takes a complete 180. They need to change things quick. But anyways, I do want to hit something which is always big everywhere, which is free agency, because this year we have a ridiculous free agency. What's it, free agency class? Is that what it whatever. The free agents in this thing, what I'm saying is there a lot of them are really, really good, and it looks like they may not have a place to go, or at least it looks like they may not re-sign with their team. Number one free agent that is going to, of course, I think he's going to sign with the Clippers. It's going to be Kawhi. So let's just push that out the way. Chris Paul, though? Is Chris Paul really going to stay in Phoenix?
He's desperate,
honestly?
Bro. He just lost his chip, and he knows for when he's keeping it real, when players are keeping it real, especially the Suns players, they know for a fact they have no chance next year. Unless
this injury miracle
happens again.
The Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton, of course, they know, like, we have time. But Chris Paul, this guy has hit the peak and then some. I don't know if I don't know if Chris Paul can afford to lock in with Phoenix for four more years to try and run this back. I mean, it's going to be tough. Honestly, it looks like if I were him, I'd try to get on a spot on the Lakers, but I don't think that's going to happen. Even though LeBron would love it, I don't know if that's going to happen.
Real quick, speaking of the Lakers are offering Kuzma and KCP to absolutely every team.
Yeah, and every team.
All 30, all 29, I guess.
It's ridiculous. They just can't get rid of this guy. They can't get rid of him. He's been there forever. I don't know how Kuzma's still there, but whatever. Also, Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan. I think it's a given that DeMar DeRozan's going to sign with L.A., to be honest.
Really?
Yes. Because 7 hours ago, or maybe like 10 hours ago, he was on, what's his name? Shannon Sharp. So, you know, Shannon Sharp's with Undisputed.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon Sharp, he also has his own show with LeBron James' thing. I forgot what it's called. But anyway, he interviewed DeMar DeRozan, and DeMar DeRozan was basically just hyping up how well how he loved to play in L.A., how he fit perfectly with LeBron. At this point, I think it's safe to say that he's not staying with the Spurs. I mean, I think this guy's almost definitely going to L.A. And also he said that to him, it's way more important to get a championship than to get paid. And when you're a free agent, you don't have to sign a $30 million deal. I mean, DeMar DeRozan can really sign like a minimum deal. And I don't know about Kyle Lowry going there as well, because I'm sure he'd love to. But DeRozan, in my opinion, DeRozan's a given to go over there. Yeah.
Well, I don't like the Lakers, but if I'm being honest, if I was a Lakers fan, I would, of course, want this to happen because I would be pretty desperate. And I think this would put the Lakers in front of the Nets for next season. Because now, let's be honest, the Nets got lucky with their super team. Okay, KD and Kyrie could have gone anywhere. But now, now the Lakers are really just, like, I don't know. They're just being greedy, man. I'm sorry.
But
this sounds really cringe from
this
a Nets fan.
No, I'm gonna be honest. The team that the Lakers have right now definitely would stand a better chance with another All Star, and the Nets have three.
Of course,
you know?
They would, but the Lakers supporting cast is so much better, and that's what it came down to in both of their series. Neither supporting
right now,
cast showed
right
up.
Right now it's so much better.
Yeah, but
these trades might change that.
I also think it would be nice to see Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan again. I mean, that's definitely something I think fans want.
At least on the same team.
Yeah.
Personally, I'd like them in Toronto.
Yeah.
But nobody.
If I were them, I would just. Each of them, I would just join. Maybe like. Sheesh. Maybe like. I don't know. The Hawks. No. Yeah. The Hawks.
Well, no.
Just a team that a team that isn't a super team. If I were them, I would join a team that is not a super team that can make a.
But they both want rings.
Yeah, but you want to do it that way.
I mean,
maybe Kyle Lowry's that type of person, but I don't know if DeMar DeRozan's that type of person, bro.
He may not be that type of person, but he says he wants to play in L.A. with LeBron.
I think they still have some pride left.
But isn't that as clear as you can get? Guy was
bro,
like,
is it even possible for the Lakers? I mean, aren't they paying too much?
Yes. No.
It's
very possible. Only because they're free agents.
So it's possible for them to do like a DeMarcus Cousins type thing and make him make a superstar take the lowest amount or star take the lowest amount of money.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, they can do that.
If they get both, they have surpassed the Nets. If they get one, I still think the Nets got it. But
Kyle Lowry is
35
years old.
Make your threes. Yeah. Okay.
Speaking
Kyle,
of the Nets. Sorry, you can go.
No, okay.
Speaking of the Nets, another player that might go to LA, which hopefully please stay in Brooklyn, Spencer Dinwiddie. Spencer Dinwiddie. Stay in Brooklyn.
We were hyped about him this entire season, saying we're still dominating in the second seed, and we don't even have Spencer Dinwiddie. People forget how good Spencer Dinwiddie is as a bench player.
And now we might not
know
Spencer Dinwiddie.
Yeah, I mean, come on, bro. You saw what Kevin Durant did without Kyrie, with a terrible Harden, with a terrible Harris. You saw them what they did against the world champions, and now you want to leave? And you're one of the few.
Exactly.
You and Joe Harris are the two players that can truly say, I never switched up on the game.
Yep.
And now you're going to do it? For what? Does he have beef with, like, Harden or something? I don't know. I mean, Harden definitely seems like the type of guy. Like, Harden just got arrested recently. Like, I don't know, man. He definitely seems like the type of guy that could stir up some problems. Same with Kyrie and maybe even KD. But, like, bruh, if I were, I would just go along, collect my ring, and then dip.
Here's another player that I think might just want a ring, and I don't think he's been too vocal, but if Dame leaves Portland... Keep in mind, Carmelo Anthony is a free agent this year. If Dame leaves Portland, does this guy have any incentive to stay there? Like,
I'm sorry. Wait, what was the question that you cut out?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I might have cut out. I said if Damian Lillard leaves the Portland Trailblazers, there's no incentive for Carmelo Anthony to stay in Portland. And he's a free agent this year.
Bro, Melo, man, Melo.
The Lakers.
Who won? Was it Gary Payton that won, like, a ring, like, when he was the old head that contributed absolutely nothing? Or was it, like, Scottie Pippen? Who was it again? Or Charles Barkley?
I don't know.
Charles Barkley. What am I saying?
I don't know.
I think it was Gary Payton, because Gary Payton... Damn, I forgot, bro. I really forgot. But I know for a fact, there was a superstar, a former superstar in that era that... got old, way past his prime. In his prime, he never won a chip. He was close. He never won a chip. But then when he became an old head that was basically useless, he won a chip. So I think that's what Melo's going to be like. Yeah. Basically contributed absolutely nothing to the team, but his veteran presence. Ooh. Wow, bro. I'm going to have to pay $30 million for your veteran presence. Come on now. I think I have soup with that sounds now. But anyway.
Melo coming off the bench in L.A., though, with DeRozan and...
Bro, I swear to God, if DeMar DeRozan, Kyle Lowry, or Carmelo Anthony, or Chris Paul, any of them go to the Lakers, any two of them go to the Lakers, they're going to play like their primes again. Because they actually have something to look forward to.
We haven't even spoken about Russell Westbrook. Why is everyone going to the Lakers?
Bro, it's because the Lakers, I have a lot of respect for LeBron James, but let's face it, LeBron James is the king at tampering. LeBron James be hitting up all these players to ask them to pull up to WNBA games. LeBron Shannon Sharpe is probably LeBron James' secret agent or something. Shannon Sharpe is probably worked for LeBron secretly. That's why he loves LeBron so much. That's why he's interviewing DeMar and pitching him to come to LA.
That's just not really true.
The only person. This is why I respect Kawhi Leonard so much, because Kawhi, like I said before, Kawhi did not switch up on the gang. He did switch up on the gang. He switched up on the Raptors, but that wasn't really his gang. He did not listen. He did not listen. San Antonio, he gave everything he had. He gave them a chip, okay? He gave San Antonio a chip. He gave Toronto a chip, okay? Now it's time for the Clippers to get a chip. Bro, I swear.
You know,
Kawhi Leonard did not fall to the trickery of LeMickey James. LeMickey Mouse James. He did not fall to that trickery.
You know who else is a free agent?
Who?
Tyler Johnson.
Thank God. Oh, my God. Tyler Johnson, please get him out of here, bro. He's the type of dude that stinks up the locker room with his smell. Tyler Johnson is just not the type of dude you want to be around. And if people are saying Tyler Johnson is like an old head that can give the youngins a lesson, first of all, I don't even know how old he is. He looks like he's at least 41. At least 41. At least 41. If people are saying that he can give if people are saying that he can give the youngin point guards a lesson, forget it, man. Tyler Johnson has never done anything in his career. He's literally chasing KD. He chases KD everywhere he goes. And what I mean by everywhere he goes is the Nets.
Man, rip Johnson, man. Rip Tyler Johnson. Then again,
RP Tyler Johnson's career, man. Evan Mobley would dunk on him.
Oh, dang. All right, well, I think that's all we got for today. Of course, there's going to be a lot of news coming out. We didn't touch on Nerlens Noel, but we are running out of time. Please come to Brooklyn. But I think that's all we got. I'm Drip.
Amen. I'm Splash.
Signing off.
Peace.